In Iraq today, U.S. officials said 18 Iraqi fighters were killed in the holy city of Karbala, and an American soldier and two Iraqis were killed in an explosion. In other developments, the military said it's questioning two suspects in connection with the kidnapping and murder of American civilian Nicholas Berg, and members of the U.S.-appointed Governing Council condemned yesterday's raid on the offices of Councilmember Ahmed Chalabi. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad to talk about the day's developments. And Peter, let's turn first to Karbala. The Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr gave another angry sermon today. What signs are there, if any, of the peaceful solution that both sides say they want here?
Well, not any sign that I can see. Sadr arrived at the mosque in the city of Kufa again today for Friday prayers. He said, essentially, keep fighting. Even if I get killed, you go on. And there was more bloody fighting in Karbala in the hours running up to that speech. Including more clashes quite close to the main shrines in the city, to the Shiite imams Abbas and Hussein. U.S. Brigadier General Mark Kimmett said the commander and his forces there came under rocket-propelled grenade attack from directly across the street, he said, from the Abbas shrine. He said his forces held fire until an aircraft could be called in. He said that way the retaliation reduced the chance of any collateral damage to the shrine. But clearly tensions are running high among Shiite populations, not just within Iraq, about this fighting so close to the shrines. Further north in Kirkuk, U.S. forces stormed a mosque, seized weapons, and arrested 15 supporters of Muqtada al-Sadr. Dangerous day for security men in Iraq as well. Four members of the Civil Defense Force killed in a drive-by shooting in Bakuba, a bit north of here in Baghdad, and back in Karbala. The Al Jazeera channel said one of its drivers was killed during the clashes there. A Spanish radio reporter was also kidnapped in Najaf. He was held about 4 hours before he was released. And all Spanish troops have now left the country as of today.
Let's turn to the case of the beheading of the American Nicholas Berg. There were reports earlier today of a number of arrests in that case. What more details do you have about that?
Well, the initial reports spoke about four men and seemed to have a storyline implicating a relative of Saddam Hussein. But at this point, there's no confirmation of very much of that at all. U.S. officials are now saying two of the four have already been released. The remaining two are being questioned to see if they have any knowledge of the abduction and murder. The Americans are offering no details as to who these men are or what their affiliations might be. So really, we're just waiting and seeing on that one.
And as far as the Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal, there were, along with the release of more photos today, also the release of another group of prisoners. What about that?
Yes, another Friday, as has been the case in recent weeks, another batch of releases from Abu Ghraib, several busloads pulled out of the prison compound, rolled up the highway today. The U.S. Counted 450 prisoners freed today. They say nearly another 400 will be released next Friday. The commanders are trying to reduce the population there. They'd like to see it down from where it is well over 3,000 to down to under 2,000 as part of a series of reforms triggered by those photos of the abuse in cell block 1A.
And finally, I understand there was more reaction today to the raid yesterday on the headquarters of Ahmed Chalabi, the Iraqi exile, a raid carried out by Iraqi police along with the U.S. military.
Well, that's right. That seems to be the case. The Governing Council met today, didn't invite the media, but we spoke with some of those who attended, and apparently they all condemned the raid, called it a violation of law, said they're convinced, despite the Iraqi arrest warrant, that it was an American-prompted operation. The Americans deny that. But in any case, there are threats of mass resignations. But at this point, nobody's resigning until they have a meeting with the American officials.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad. Peter, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.